Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Friday, July 22nd. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Rozo North MP wants roads in his constituency addressed in upcoming budget. Bahamas Rights Group pushes for sexual offenders registry as child sexual abuse and incest cases rise. Munich shooting. Police say 9 dead as manhunt continues. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica and PhD Caribbean. Details coming up.
Need cash? No worries. Get a ready cash loan from Quartz today for whatever you need. Up to $6,750. No security needed. And up to 36 months to repay.
Whoa.
You don't have to be an existing Quartz customer to enjoy Quartz Ready Cash. Don't bother trying the rest. Come check out the best. It's quick. It's easy. It's affordable. Quartz Ready Cash. Up to $6,750 in cash. Visit a Quartz store today or call us at 448-7655. For more information, getting cash has never been so easy. Quartz, bringing value home.
Behind the construction of our house, there is the tireless optimism of my husband.
Behind the construction of this bridge are the problem solvers that make it possible.
Behind the design of every great building, there is a facilitator to make it happen.
Behind every builder of the future are the people that believe in him.
In Argos Cement, we believe in the people that build values, because those who give green light to their goals are the ones that make them come true. Argos Cement, green light for Dominica.
Rozo North MP Daniel Lugay wants roads in his constituency addressed in the upcoming budget. Lugay says the roads in his constituency are in a deplorable condition, and while there have been allocations in previous budgets for roadworks within his constituency, no works have been done. Rozo North needs some attention, says Lugay.
The roads in Rozo North and in Rozo Central is in a terrible situation, and all they're doing is patching here and patching there, and a lot of it is just completely neglected. I am saying to Minister Blanchard, please give some attention to Rozo North and Rozo Central. There is supposed to be the Rozo Central Road Reinstatement Project. What has happened to that project? Rozo North, for about 2 years, the road to the State College, it's appearing on budgets, and nothing is being done for the roads and the sidewalks to the State College, a major road. Are we going to see the opening of a new school term and that road is not touched? The roads in Fokole, the roads in Upper Goodwill, the roads in Yampi Stock Farm is in a terrible state. The entire constituency is a mess. I am saying that Rozo North deserves better, not as the largest constituency. Rozo North needs some attention and some focus in terms of the budget allocation for Rozo North.
Yes, in the Ministry of Education, Marcella Powell has denied claims that an individual alleged to be responsible for missing monies from the Monjon Primary School Savings Program has been promoted. Journalist Kala John Baptist Friday morning issued a call to officials of the Ministry of Education to ensure that the said individual be held responsible. An audit conducted in October 2015 revealed a misappropriation of funds in the school savings program. But speaking to Q95's Hot Seat host Matthias Peltier Friday, Powell said the ministry is dealing with the matter, and whatever decision has to be taken will be taken.
To say that the person concerned has been promoted is not true. And the ministry is dealing with the matter. There's a process in law. You have to conduct your investigations, do everything, and then you refer to the Public Service Commission. So to say nothing has been done is not true. All promotions are done and approved by the Public Service Commission. I know that the person has not been promoted. But if you are conducting investigations, you cannot have the person that work on there.
So, but you haven't answered my question. What position does the person hold as we speak?
The person is a principal. That is the position the person holds.
The person is still the principal of the Monjon Primary School?
The person is no longer the principal of the Monjon Primary School, but the person holds a position of principal. The person has not been promoted anyway. It is necessary that we get the facts correct on everything, and then we come to the public with it. But I am dealing with the matter. The matter is being dealt with. So to say the matter is not being dealt with is far from the truth.
Meanwhile, journalist Kalal Jean-Baptiste remains adamant that if the individual in question does not come forward and make payments available by Monday, he will make her identity public.
Now, she is stating that the person in question has not been promoted. Her substantive post is principal of the Monjon Primary School. Madam P.S., where is she as we speak? But she has another job within the ministry. And my information is that supervisor of principals, who is guarding the guards. She is guarding principals, and she has been found wanting. And I'm giving until Monday to pay the people their money. Otherwise, I will expose her. I will call her name because those people are too dishonest in that country.
Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru is now promising that a comprehensive plan to address the issue of vagrancy in the city of Roseau should be in place in the next few weeks. He says the Ministries of Health and Tourism have prepared a proposal that is currently being considered by Cabinet. He says although the proposal submitted was done a year ago, it had to be fine-tuned before getting the stamp of approval.
The Ministry of Health and Tourism would have prepared a proposal that is now being considered by Cabinet. It would have been presented to Cabinet about a year or so ago, but of course it had to be fine-tuned because there were certain aspects of the proposal as it pertains to addressing the vagrancy problem in Roseau. There were some little areas that had to be tweaked. So again, it has been brought on the agenda for Cabinet, and again we are fine-tuning it. So pretty soon we should have a newer version as it pertains to addressing the vagrancy issue in Roseau, because the proposal did call for a really comprehensive plan as it pertains to the vagrants, but we realized that there were certain aspects of this proposal that couldn't be implemented because of the facility, the facility would not be available, etc. Mm-hmm. So all of these are being looked at, and in the near future, in the next few weeks or so, we should be able to tell the nation that we do have this plan to address the vagrancy problem. But we're nearing the end. As I said, we're having consultations with the stakeholders, the psychiatric, the APU, the psychiatric, the consultant, psychiatrists, mm-hmm. and the other health personnel, the Ministry of Tourism, etc., to see how best we can get this plan to work.
The DLP administration says it has spent an enormous amount of money towards the country's education sector. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says his government has provided the means for every child on island to get an education. He says if a child does not succeed at school, the government is not to blame.
This party in government has spent enormous sums of money on education. We have not only created access to the various levels in the education system, but we have provided the Dominican population with the means of taking advantage of it. If you look at, for example, at secondary school, we're the ones who brought on universal secondary education, allowing for every child in Dominica to have a space at a secondary school. That came about with tremendous investments in school plans and also the training and the number of teachers in the classroom. But we've also provided transportation to them. We provide books to many students. We provide uniforms, including shoes, to many students who need the help. The school transfer grant was created to allow for equity and parity in the system, to for every child on the same level when he or she comes to school for his first time. So children who do not learn at secondary school or any school level, it is where the parents and the children do not pay sufficient attention to the education.
Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac is of the view that the current DLP administration is stale and tired and needs to be replaced. Speaking objectively, he says it is erroneous to say that the government has done nothing for the country. However, they have failed in every aspect of governance. He says many decisions made by the government lacked responsible strategic planning, which would improve the country.
But I'm saying the government itself is stale and tired. And that is why they need to pack up and go, because they have failed every sector, man. It's not to say I can come and, in my objectivity, because remember, I'm trained in economics, so I cannot just play pure politics. I need to always look at the numbers when I'm making comments. So I don't want to say that the Labour Party did nothing in Dominica. That would not be correct in objectivity. But I'm saying, for example, they did a state house. But what was the purpose of the state house? So I'm saying, yes, they did some things, but they were not based on a proper strategic plan, a plan agreed by the people of the country, a plan that could move the economy from one stage to another.
In more news, a non-profit activist group is urging Bahamians to join an online protest to pressure government into opening a sex offenders registry and Marco alert system for missing children. The push by Solidarity 242 comes almost 5 years after the murder of 11-year-old Marco Archer, a tragedy that triggered calls for the sex offenders registry. In October 2013, Koff Goodman was sentenced to death for abducting, kidnapping, and eventually murdering Archer. According to the prosecution, he committed the crime for his sadistic sexual gratification. Goodman had been convicted of unnatural sexual intercourse in 1993 and was also jailed for the attempted murder of a 9-year-old boy. And German police are engaged in a huge anti-terror manhunt in the city of Munich after 9 people died in a shopping mall shooting. Police are investigating whether one of the bodies is that of a perpetrator. The attackers were earlier reported still on the run. Witnesses said they had seen 3 with guns. Police urged people to avoid public places. The attack was at the Olympia Mall in the northwestern Musak district. Public transport has been suspended. Police are now describing it as an acute terror situation. They say the first reports of a shooting in Hanover Street came in just before 4. The Bavarian capital central railway station has been evacuated. People stranded by the emergency and unable to get home are being offered shelter by locals. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. Roseau North MP wants roads in his constituency addressed in upcoming budget. Bahamas Rights Group pushes for sexual offenders registry as child sexual abuse and incest cases rise. Munich shooting. Police say 9 dead as manhunt continues. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica and PhD Caribbean. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.